Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Friday, the fourth and final hour on the show. What a week, huh? What a week. What a show. Jam-packed, breaking news, filled with all of it for you, and somehow we stay on top of it. I don't know how, but great team effort, no doubt about it. Great team effort by Justin and Kirk and the other guy. Sorry, DeSantis. Sorry, I know Linda Kearns is going to yell at me. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here. No, really, crazy stuff. I mean, we had a there were a lot of balls in the air this afternoon, gentlemen. I mean, like a lot. So somehow he made it all work.
Well, by the grace of God.
We still have 56 minutes to go, so we could definitely...
No, we'll crash the plane. Probably shouldn't say that probably too soon. That was not appropriate. We'll mess this. We'll lose the FCC license before the show's over. How about that? Is that better?
There we go.
That's like worst case scenario. I was just expecting a bad product. I wasn't expecting us to all be fired and for WPHT to be wiped from the face of the earth.
Maybe it was a tad bit dramatic, you know. all right. Well, this is our fourth and final hour. We're glad you're here. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Is tariffs could be coming. 25% tariffs on Mexico, on Canada, and 10% tariffs on China. President Trump reiterated that a short time ago in the Oval Office, and Caroline Leavitt said it today, and we talked to Dr. Victoria Coates about it earlier. Look, I mean... Canada's already asking, what can we do? Like, let's make a deal here. What can we do? I imagine Mexico is doing the same thing. That's my sense of it. I'd be shocked if that wasn't the case. Trump loves tariffs. I mean, he ran on this. He said, you know, it's a great, beautiful thing. And and Coates, I thought earlier in the show today, made a very important point, too. And she said, look, one thing Canada could do, one thing Mexico could do is stop their tariffs on the United States of America. So clearly... those two countries have a lot of bargaining room. China, though, on the other hand, doesn't. And that's because even though President Trump and Xi Jinping get along, China is clearly, clearly looking to subvert our economy, subvert our military installations, I mean, all of it. And I don't see China playing nice anytime soon. We'll see how all this unfolds over the weekend. I would not be shocked if I come back on the air Monday afternoon and we find out that the tariffs did not come into effect. I wouldn't be surprised by that at all, because I think, again, this is how Trump starts the negotiation. And these world leaders know he's not bluffing. I mean, say what you want about the guy. He doesn't bluff. They know that. So there you go. This was a busy day today, but this was a busy week in general just regarding nominees. I wanted to play this clip of Mike Lee because, look, Mike Lee, I've said this before many, many times, one of my favorite United States senators. This is a man who reveres the Constitution. He's a big fan of Kash Patel, which to me says a lot. And apparently now, according to the breakdown that I have, and this is where we stand on nominees and votes right now, it's looking very much like Tulsi Gabbard is going to get in. It's looking very much like Bobby Kennedy is going to get in. It's looking very much like Kash Patel is going to get in. President Trump may go 3-for-3 on these controversial nominees. I think all three of them won people over. And I think the Republicans have heard from everybody saying confirm these three individuals, period. That doesn't mean you're not going to get no votes. You will absolutely get no votes. And I would imagine J.D. Vance is probably going to have to break a tie, maybe on all three of them. But I don't really care. Because as long as I get in, it doesn't matter. Nobody thinks back to the fact of what your vote total was. Although Doug Burgum, I didn't see that coming. I thought he was going down for sure, but somehow he eked by. All right, there's a huge shakeup at the FBI, and they're calling it a purge, a Friday night purge. FBI employees purged in large numbers. And you know, this story is the Trump administration plans to examine scores of FBI agents involved in investigations tied to the president and his supporters, setting up a potential purge of the bureau's leaders. This is from The New York Times, as well as rank and file agents, according to people familiar with the matter. The revelation comes just a day after Kash Patel, President Trump's nominee to lead the FBI, testified before Congress that the bureau would not carry out a campaign of retribution. And as a handful of senior bureau employees have been told to resign within days or be fired. I need to know more details about all this. But what I would say to you is that, first of all, we have to get over this notion that anyone is guaranteed a job in life. Ever. No matter where you work, whether you work in the private sector or the public sector. And I know that I have friends who work in the government who are very, very upset. But I could lose my job tomorrow. I could lose my job in the middle of the show. I may not make it till 7 o'clock. I mean, I live with this, not a fear. I don't fear it. I mean, I'm a pretty resourceful guy. I'll figure something out. But this is the reality of life. Somebody said to me the other day, they said, well, a lot of people go into government because of the safety and security. Well, that shouldn't be. I mean, government jobs should not be viewed as safe jobs. Any more than going into any other industry should be viewed as a safe job. You should always be striving to be better at your job. And a lot of these jobs pay very, very well. I mean, a lot of these government jobs pay extraordinarily well. Like somebody made the comment, they said, well, if you don't have the job security aspect and the remote work, you're not paying a lot of these people a lot of money. So, you're going to have a brain drain. I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, I think a lot of the people that are making six figures working for government, that's good money. I mean, particularly depending on where you live in the country, it's great money. So I'm not so sure that you're going to see as many people leaving government as you think, but they want to cut the size of government. They ran on this, cutting the size of the executive branch of government. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend like that's a bad thing, because it's not. It needs to happen. This government is way too big. The executive branch is way too big. There's far too many redundancies. There's far too many agencies. There's far, far too much in the executive branch of government. And the fact that over the last 4 years, most of the gains in the jobs came in government? No. It's not okay. And Trump said it today, and I thought it was a good point. Our goal as a country, as a nation, should be to have more people working in the private sector than working in the public sector. I agree. And that, to that point, too, there needs to be more outsourcing of things away from government and back to the private sector. There needs to be more public-private partnerships. There needs to be more innovation wherever we can find it that gets something out of the hands of government. I've always felt this way. I will always feel this way. You know, and I've seen a lot of people who work for the government posting on social media. And I mean, the thought of having to go back to the office again, I'm not trying to be a hypocrite here. I'm home right now. And I'm on medical, you know, I'm going to be home for weeks to come. I get it. I understand. Look, it may not, if you don't want to do, I understand. There are many companies out there that will hire people for remote work. If you don't want to be in the office, this is an exciting age. You can work for a company that doesn't need you there. This administration is the reason why they're saying people should come back to the office is they know that a lot of people don't want to. And that's how they can start by eliminating positions. They want to eliminate the size of government. Let's not beat around the bush here and pretend like it's something else. They want to cut these jobs and they want to not fill them. They want people to resign from these positions and then they don't want to have other people come in and take those jobs. Now, whether it's a buyout or not, I mean, there's all kinds of controversy over that. A friend of mine who's a lawyer, who actually was a lawyer in government till a short time ago, and they estimate around 5 to 10% of people are going to take the quote unquote buyout, which is this idea that if you don't want to come back to work, they're going to pay you through September. And lawyers in the office of the general counsel are saying that a lot of people are not eligible for the deal as of this morning, and there's a lot of questions regarding whether or not it is an offer to pay 8 months and not work during that period, or you have 8 months and you have to work. There's some confusion on that, and I don't know, and I'm sure they'll figure that point out. But here's all I can say on this. Let's cut the crap. This is being done because they want to get rid of these positions and not refill them, period. So what they're saying is, how do we reduce government workers who have all kinds of different protections? There's multiple layers of this. This is a complicated process because you've got civil service protections and other things. So you start with saying, you got to come back to the office. If you don't want to come back to the office, we're going to give you a buyout. You get 8 months and, you know, there you go. I just got a text. Can we confirm? See here, something. A buddy of mine who's a former Philadelphia cop, very high-ranking law enforcement official, I won't say his name, just said a plane just crashed in the Northeast, Cottman and Bustleton area. Can we jump to a local news source and see what they're saying about this, like 6ABC or something?
I will see what I can bring up.
Okay, let's see what we can bring up. I'm not a superstitious man, but two plane crashes in a week certainly gets my radar going, obviously. I think we'd all agree with that point. I got this. Let me see if I can go to live here. Let's see. Live. Stupid streaming. Freaking. By the way, just a quick note on the Guinness Zero. Excellent. Can't tell the difference between Guinness and Guinness Zero, other than the fact that I don't have a freaking buzz. But other than that, just go to 6ABC right now. Watch live. See what they're saying here about this. We've been monitoring all the national news. Okay, they're talking about the rush to get tickets for the Super Bowl. All right, we'll keep monitoring this, but thank you to my friend for that heads up on that. We'll try to give you some details on that before the show ends tonight, if we can. But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to cut the size of government. So that 5 to 10% of people who say that they're not going to take the deal and they're going to leave, or they're going to take the deal and leave, the goal is don't fill those positions. Keep those positions vacant and... That's that. That's one way that you can start cutting down the size of the federal workforce. That's what they want to do. So that's what they want to achieve. Oh, good for Jessica Cartaglia. I knew she was let go from CBS3. I haven't watched freaking local Philadelphia news, and I can't tell you how long. But she's now at 6ABC. Good for her. I always liked her. She was a sweetheart when she came in studio with me many, many years ago. So I'm glad to see she landed on her feet. Freaking media, man. It's a tough landscape. It's hard for me from being, I was a government worker. I've been in the private sector. I work in radio. People lose their jobs in this industry every freaking hour. So it's kind of hard for me to get behind this notion that people are guaranteed a job anywhere, ever in life. In this day and age, sorry, but, you know, you're just not. But Donald Trump ran on, we're going to shrink the size of the executive branch of government. And this is only the beginning of what they're going to do. Yeah, Chuck Todd is unemployed now. Even the Chuck cast. I don't know how we're going to survive without the Chuck cast, but that's out. He's out. Do we have audio of him resigning? Did he resign on the air?
No, he didn't resign on the air. He did it via an email to his coworkers. But it's not it's the Todd cast, not whatever you just called it.
Chuck cast. If he called it the Chuck cast, DeSantis, then he would have stayed. He would have been able to keep his podcast going, his show.
He is keeping the podcast. He said that he's leaving NBC, but the Chuck Todd cast is his property, and it's coming with him. So
thank God our long national nightmare is over, America. You won't lose the Chuck Todd cast.
I feel like his declaration was directly to me because I'm pretty sure I'm his only listener.
Yeah, I think so, too. And how will America survive without having Chuck Todd to do Meet the Press daily? Well, he hasn't been doing that in a while anyway, has he? I mean, if that dude didn't see the writing on the wall, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's got... Well, there's so many different versions of Meet the Press now. He may have been doing Meet the Press Daily. They have Meet the Press, the traditional Sunday show. Then they have Meet the Press Now, which has a rotating host Monday through Friday. Sometimes it's Kristen Welker, but not always. And then I believe there's Meet the Press Daily, which I think Chuck Todd is still on occasionally.
What the hell is the difference between Meet the Press Now and Meet the Press Daily? It sounds like the same friggin' thing.
Don't ask me. Ask the people at NBC.
I don't want to ask the people at NBC. I could care less. The only point is you made is that even Chuck Todd's not safe in this this day and age.
I know. I thought Chuck Todd was untouchable, but
clearly not. Oh, poor Chuck. Poor Chuck Todd and his Chuck cast.
It's not the Chuck cast. That sounds weird and gross.
Well, if the rights to the Chuck cast are available, I'm going to grab it.
Can we get Chuck Todd on the show to talk about the Chuck cast?
Absolutely not.
What?
Are we sure a plane crashed? Because I feel like they would be talking about it right now. They're talking sports.
Well, I don't see anything on 6ABC as of yet. I didn't see anything on NBC 10 either.
I don't see
I trust my source. Nothing on CBS either?
Yeah, nothing on all three of the main channels. I'll keep looking at them.
All right, keep a looking. Keep a look. So the other point though on the layoffs, this is cutting government. Okay, and it has to happen. In fact, Elon Musk made a point. This is a good point that I wanted to share with you regarding this. Because, again, you know, the hysteria and the negativity that's out there, and there's so much of it that's out there. But this is interesting. Elon Musk says cutting $4 billion a day could bring inflation to zero by 2026. Now, I don't know how you can find $4 billion a day to cut. But if you can, then fantastic. It is confirmed that so a plane just crashed in the Northeast Cotman and Bustleton area. I'll just ask my sources if they can tell me was it a small plane into the Roosevelt Mall? Oh crap. Oh my God. Okay, so this is what we're getting right now from my sources. My two high ranking sources telling me a small plane crashing into the Roosevelt Mall. This is how incompetent the Philadelphia freaking media is, though. We got three news channels in this city, and not one of them's on top of this story. What is this? Explain. I don't want to see Patrick Mahomes right now. Why am I seeing Patrick Mahomes right now? What is wrong with the media in this city? What about Fox 29? Can we try them? Are they on right now, or are they showing like Family Guy or something? What are they doing?
I'll bring that up. Let me see.
Let's try that. So frustrating. It's why I hate covering local issues. You know, honestly, I really do. This is the problem. It gets my blood pressure up. The incompetence.
It does look like Chris O'Connell from Fox 29. I'm not familiar with him. He just tweeted about it.
He did. All right. They have a commercial going. Let's switch to Fox 29. They're the only ones I have faith in at this point. The only Philadelphia local media entity that I HYY is Frank what's his name again?
I don't remember. It was a terrible name though. Hang on, I have it somewhere here.
Amy Princess of Profanity tweeted about it. John Kensel, John on Twitter just said, "Rich, my friend is a cop in the 15th district. Says a small plane smashed into Macy's at the Roosevelt Mall." Jeez, good God. All right, we're trying to get some information on this. Yeah, Amy Princess of Profanity told Chris, the greater Chris, to go folk and flick yourself. All right, so see, it's catching on. It's already catching on with America. Look at that. That's fantastic. It's beautiful. This is a bummer. I don't want to do this on a Friday night. All right, so Steve Keeley's on the scene. All right, so let's cue up cut Fox 29, Justin, so we can go to it. This is a bummer for a Friday night show. Man. I knew I should have taken the day off. Is it too late? It probably is too late, right? to take today off?
I mean, you can take the last 40 minutes off, I guess.
I can't now because of freaking plane crash.
Yeah, now we've got breaking news.
Oh, well, get through the commercial. Could you come back, please?
You'd
Am
think,
I behind, or are they still in commercial here?
Well, they're still in a commercial from here in the studio.
Oh, my God.
We should take a commercial break because we're a little bit behind.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back, hopefully with some information for you on this. I will tell you, though, Dr. Mike Veneria, the master of implant dentistry, the master of giving you your best smile, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, Dr. Mike should be your go-to dentist for all your family's dental needs. And the whole Zioli family goes to him. Bridget goes to him. I go to him. Patrick, Claire, Reagan, and Mama Zioli first brought Dr. Mike into our lives, and I'm so grateful that she did. He's got an office in Woodbury and also in Cinnaminson, and this is a guy who is ready to help you with your beautiful smile. So if you've had an estimate for complicated dental work, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. He's known as the master of dental implants for a reason. For over 10 years, other dentists have recommended their patients to Dr. Mike. Okay? So please, make your appointment today. And if you're thinking to yourself, Zioli, I don't want to cross the river. Why would I do that? I got a dentist right up the street. Because it's worth going to the best, not the closest dentist, when it comes to complicated things like dental implants. So there you go. VeneriaDental.com. VanariaDental.com, VeneriaDental.com. We'll come right back.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so here's what we know. Okay, we know that a plane did crash into the Roosevelt Mall. Whole sky in the Northeast is lit up. There are multiple fatalities. This is horrible. Every cop in the city who is not on assignment has been ordered to report to the scene. Multiple buildings are on fire. Steve Keeley from Fox 29 is on the scene. We're waiting for one of the local news outlets to start reporting on it so that we can bring it to you. We're literally, me, Matt, and Justin are going, I don't know, maybe Kirk as well, we're going back and forth here trying to find one of these friggin' networks in the city who will actually report on this so that we can bring it to you. I don't have any other details beyond that. I'm just thankful that my friends in law enforcement are sending me the details that I can share with you at this moment. It sounds horrific. I don't understand how this could happen. There could be two in the same week. Is that just a coincidence? I don't want to speculate, but obviously my spidey sense goes way up when something like this. I think anybody's would when something like this occurs. So, I don't really know what to say. Being on the air during something like this, and we are live. And by the way, somebody made a snarky comment the other day. There are times when I replay segments on the show. I've been doing that for years. I've been doing that forever because some people listen at 3 o'clock and then they don't hear what I'm saying at 6 o'clock, vice versa. So sometimes I replay a good interview, a good segment, you know. If you love it, you love it. Whether you hear it again, consider yourself lucky. That's a bonus for you. You should be blessed. You should get down on your knees and thank God and say, I have access to Megaphone Bernie twice. I got to hear Zioli do Megaphone Bernie twice in the same show. You should consider yourself lucky. In my opinion. Because even if we replay a segment I did earlier in the show, it's still better than 99% of the crap on the airwaves out there. Am I right about that?
Oh, that's definitely true. Yeah,
100%. It's not even question. All right, so now they got ABC World News with David Muir and his hair, CBS Evening News. So that's, I don't even think there's now a local news show left. That's it, right? We got the Eagles special on Fox 29. Are they going to cut into that? NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. Well, Fox 29 is talking about, all right, let's jump in and listen to what they have to say.
Never mind. They talked about it for 30 seconds and then jumped out of it.
Oh, they did. Okay. All right. So we don't have any more information for you at this moment. I wish I could give you more. But this sounds like a terrible, terrible situation unfolding in the Northeast. If you're out there, could you call the show? If you have any details, 855-839-1210, or shoot me a Twitter as well at Rich Zioli. Tony Bianco Sr. says, Rich, I just got over the Tacony Bridge and I saw a big fireball. Oh my God. Oh my God. 6 ABC finally has it on their website, but no details. All right. By the way, separate note, Trump just banned former CIA director John Brennan from all federal buildings. Good. He shouldn't be allowed into even like federal parks and stuff like that. Guy is such a, he should be in prison is where he should be. Yeah, this is tough here. My daughter, okay, T just said my daughter had two coach gymnastics in Northeast. She said she saw a plane crash right in front of her. I'm so happy she's safe. I went to tell my mom, and she has you on, Rich. Learn from him. There are multiple casualties and buildings on fire. My heart's broken that this is happening again. Yeah, I can't even I can't even believe this is happening right now. I really can't. And I'm beyond frustrated that nobody is reporting on this, because this is the thing about Philadelphia, is that we've got three, in my opinion, lesser news stations. I don't think any of them are really worth their friggin' salt. And then you have Fox 29. But if you add up the other three, you might get it because they're so freaking biased. I'm sorry. They are. They're all biased. And I'll give you a great example of how biased they are. Did any of them ask me to come on and talk about the election in either the year 2024, 2020? No. No. They did in 2016. CBS 3 did, because back then we were CBS Radio. So we had a little partnership. And that's it. I'm on Fox News analyzing the election, but not our local news station. You know why? Because they don't even want to. They don't want to. They pretend like Talk Radio 1210 WPHG doesn't even exist. So fine, I'll pretend like you losers don't exist. The only exception I'll make is Steve Keely and Fox 29. Fox 29 in general, because they're a Fox affiliate. But otherwise, I'll pretend like, hey, CBS 3, 6 ABC, and NBC 10. As far as I'm concerned, you don't exist. Okay? You don't think I exist? I don't think you exist. There you go. All right? Useless. Freaking useless. Absolutely useless. What is the point of even having local news if there's a plane crash in the Northeast and I can't get local news on? I mean, it's great they're doing an Eagle special, but can somebody jump in here and report on the situation that's unfolding right now? Because I don't have access to this. We got people on Twitter who are doing this. Is why the mainstream media is dead. This is why. This is, I'll tell you exactly why. Because AZ Intel on X has video of this on social media, breaking, plane crash near Roosevelt Mall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He's got this on social media, and nobody else, none of the friggin' TV stations in the city are talking about it. I'm talking about it, and I can't bring up the audio of it for you because they're not talking about it. They're freaking useless is what they are. Beyond useless. Can you people get on the air, please? Get on the air. Like, what? I don't have things to do. I got things to do. We had something planned for this. I recorded an interview today with a woman. Was excellent guest, by the way, on Trump's CRT. I was going to play it. But I'm not doing that now because of a freaking plane crash in the Northeast. Hey, 6 ABC, NBC 10, CBS 3. Can somebody jump into the national newscast that nobody in our area right now gives a damn about on a good day, but especially not right now, and freaking report on this for us, please? You're monitoring social media for us, Matt?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. By the way, that video that's circulating, that's a massive fireball. I don't know if you watched it.
I know. I just saw. That's what I mean. Hey, what is the number for local CBS 3? Do you have it? Can somebody call them, please? If you're listening to the show right now, would you please call one of these four lame-ass stations in this city and ask them to report on the freaking plane crash, please? Can somebody do that for me? I can't do it because I'm on the air. I would do it, but I really don't get cell phone service down here in this friggin' dungeon that I'm in. Hang on, let's see what we got here. Thank God I have friends who are cops, man. I wouldn't know any of this stuff. We wouldn't know any of this. Ridiculous. Stupid, dumb. You know, this is when I think we are the dumbest city in America. I really do. We're a freaking major market city, and we don't have a single live broadcast about a freaking plane crash in our city right now. It's Philadelphia. This isn't freaking Wichita, Kansas. What is happening right now? Am I broadcasting in Wichita, Matt? Did I lose my job as an afternoon drive host in a top 10 market? And I'm broadcasting in some godforsaken middle America town with a 5,000-watt station right now? Is that what happened?
I hope not.
I hope so, because I'll sue their ass for discrimination because of my foot, because then they fired me over the staff infection. They're going to have to pay up. Cash money, baby. How do we not have, this is amazing to me. This is remarkable to me that we don't have a single, where's Dawn? Can somebody get Dawn Stensland? Where is she? What is she doing right now? She'll probably be driving out there in her minivan any minute now to cover this story. How much you want to bet? This is what I got now. Plane crash. Okay, I'm trying to read this now. This is in, 1827 hours. So by orders of Deputy 2, strike up a third alarm. Oh, God. All hands on arrival, city of Philadelphia. Engine 71 has a two-story EOR dwelling with an explosion and heavy fire. Autos on fire across the street. All hands going to work. Oh, my God. That is a massive, massive fire. Greg, do you want me to stay? I mean, I'm happy to stay on past 7, but I don't know. We can't, right? Because with the stupid automation?
I don't think we have a Penn State game today. I think we just go into Fela, so I'm not entirely sure.
Well, first of all, let me tell you something about Fela, who's, at this point, this 2 seconds away from being dead to me. He's another one. Joe Concha filled in for him today, not me. So as far as I'm concerned, not playing his show would be that would be mercy on all of us. You know what I mean? That'd be a mercy kill, in my opinion, to bump his show right now.
I still like Jimmy Fallon.
He's basically dead to me. I didn't say totally dead to me. I said he's basically dead to me. He's very close to being dead to me. I gotta find out, of all people, Joe Concha is filling in for Jimmy by tuning into Jimmy's show. What is that? What is that? That's some disrespect, beyond disrespectful. I'm really fired up right now. You know that? Here's why I'm also fired up. Because I don't understand. Is Philadelphia still a city? Are we still a city? Or were we taken over by somebody? That we don't have a news channel reporting on this right now. Massive fireball. I got to rely on social media. Guys, this is why mainstream corporate media is dead. Right now, right here. All the information we're getting is either from people or on social media. Like from people who are in the know or social media. So here's what we have to do. We have to go to x.com. We got to go to that search bar on the top. We got to put in Philadelphia plane crash and see if any search results come up and see what we can get. Because this is just a joke. All right. So Liberty Watch says, breaking, small plane crash in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania's reported they have a video of this. They just posted this 2 seconds ago. So I got to go to Liberty Watch on Twitter. Thank you, Liberty Watch. Ton of cops out there. Ton of Philadelphia cops out there. Thank God. God bless our cops and our firefighters in this city. God bless them. And the EMS guys and gals. God bless them. I got to go to Primal Key on social media. Breaking, plane crash near Roosevelt Mall in Philadelphia. Breaking news alerts. Just in, several houses on fire following plane crash near Roosevelt Mall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know it's like Roosevelt, but I can't say it that way. I just can't. It hurts my tongue. This is awful. I'm sorry, but to me, there's two plane crashes in a week. Nick on Twitter, just not Nick Kale, but Nick at Remy underscore OW. There was a plane crash in Philadelphia 5 blocks away from me. What the F is happening? I don't know, Nick. Try to turn on a local station in the city and see if you can get some answers. Try to turn on a local freaking news channel. See if you can get answers. Are we taking calls, Justin, if anyone calls in?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm listening.
All right, if you have information, would you please call the show, 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Let's take a quick break here and see if we can come back with more details, okay? But if you have any information, if you're in the Northeast, can you just give me a buzz? Because I cannot rely on the media in this freaking city. 855-839... I'm sorry, I can't rely on the freaking media in this city. 855-839-1210. Just wanted to phrase that correctly. I'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got it confirmed by 6:13 and 6:14. And then a top command in the department told me his house shook. He called the bomb squad, and they told him a plane had crashed. Lots of calls came in. I was nearby. I saw everybody racing over here. I raced with them. I'm looking at two fires going right now on Cutman Avenue. I'm standing in one of the driveways to the Roosevelt Mall. As I ran over here, I parked in the McDonald's at Cotman and the Boulevard. I wondered what I was tripping over, and it was pieces of an airplane scattered in the mall parking lot.
Oh, my God.
They then began roping that off, and the heavy smell of jet fuel is in the air and has been in the air. There is still black smoke. The fires are not under control, and then an officer just came and told me to take cover behind the police and fire vehicle on there because there's a gas line nearby. Another commander told me cars were on fire. This was in rush hour. I know it because I was just on Cotman Avenue seconds before this, approaching the boulevard when this plane crashed. So it was wall-to-wall cars approaching Cotman and the boulevard, so people were stopped in traffic. I don't know if cars are on fire in front of me or parts of the plane, but it looks like multiple fires, and the fires are not right next to each other. They're a good 100 yards from each other. So there is a string of damage and a string of fires. This mall is under some kind of construction, so they have a tarp around about a 6-foot-tall tent. Every police officer, every fire department member in the city must be up here right now, and there's still more coming on the way. There is so much smoke in the air going right over the mall right here, and this mall was packed too. They had to move all the people back for their own good, and the air quality is not good for them, but everybody was out here. Now I can see one car. I'm looking through the fence, Jason. I'm looking down in front of the Dunkin' Donuts on Cotman, and again, this is right before the boulevard, right in front of the Dunkin' Donuts. It looks like an SUV is on fire, and the flames are all through the street, and there's so many fires here, and the fire department's also trying to worry about that gas line that's in danger. Now I'm counting the fires, Jason. 1, 2, 3, 4 fires I can see right here, all spread out along.
All right, we're
going to
stay on
right
the air
now.
A little bit longer. I just texted Greg.
What's burning.
Steve, we are looking at viewer doorbell camera of what looks like just a fireball falling
out
of the sky.
Can you send me that?
And as this plane,
yeah, the video of the
hits
plane,
the ground, just flames just immense.
Oh,
and we
God.
See a shot now on the ground. We see, looks like some cars are on fire here. You say you smell jet fuel?
Yeah, I can still smell it. There's a smell of fuel in the air, a heavy smell. And if they're reporting a fireball falling out of the sky, the parts of the airplane I saw were not burned. And again, we're near Northeast Philly Airport. It would be an unreal coincidence that there was another midair collision here. I don't know, but and I didn't see any fireball in the sky because I haven't seen that video yet. I'm only on the phone here with you. But the parts of the airplane I saw did not have any burn marks on them. And again, I'm just trampling over them. And in the first video I sent in and put on, I'm tripping over the airplane parts before I realize what I'm tripping on. And then an officer says, hey, this is a debris field here from the airplane. And that's it. So we don't know what happened. We just know that an airplane crashed here somehow. And there's parts of the airplane long before where the fires are burning. They're in the Roosevelt Mall parking lot in front of the T-Mobile store. And that is a good 200, 300, 400 yards from where I'm looking at a fire burning right now outside the driveway of the Roosevelt Mall. So who knows what happened? I'm sure police don't know what happened. They're just trying to rescue people, and we don't know how many people were in cars here, and their lives were in danger as well. So this is ongoing, and now the smoke, I'm trying to get out of the smoke has adjusted. I'm trying to move so I can breathe and see here, Jason. But the smoke is now shifting all different ways. Wow.
It sounds like the debris field is at least a couple of blocks wide. And as you said,
my
it would
God,
be,
it's a massive fire.
We've got the Northeast Philly Airport not
Look
too
at
far
that.
Away.
Looks
how
like a bomb
far
went
is
off.
The Northeast Philly Airport from you, from where you're standing?
One other thing, Jason, I'm hearing minor explosions now. When I got here, I was hearing explosions. I don't know if there were gas tanks or car tires that blow up when they're burning on fire as well. The Northeast Philly Airport is very close to here. In fact, when you're up here at Cotman and the Boulevard, you'll see the planes coming and going. And that is a very busy airport. Smaller jets, but jets and helicopters and everything is flying out of the Northeast Philly Airport. So it's not like one of those Jersey Shore airports where you see a plane every now and then. That is a busy airport here in Northeast Philadelphia, as there are the roads are busy.
All right, we've got several.
I'm having trouble breathing here. Talking to you.
We'll let you breathe for just a second here. Again, possible plane crash here. It looks like in Northeast Philly.
We're all trying to just kind of figure this out as we're going
here.
We're going
to take a short break and bring you back to the scene right after this here at Fox 29.
I was just texting with Stalker. I know my mic's hot, but we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants right now. We're going to stay on the air a little bit longer here so we can try to get some more details. This is obviously a huge, huge, huge story. So I'm going to do for you what any good host would do, what any good radio station would do at this point, which is to stay on the air. So that's what we're going to do and try to get some answers for you. What the hell's happening? I can't guarantee we will. And I don't know how long we can all stay on the air, but we're going to do our best here because, I mean, I just watching the video of this massive fireball. I mean, guys, you agree, right? You looked at that same video I just saw Fox 29 play, right? It's massive, isn't it?
It's gigantic.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
The plane falling from the sky is also wild. It doesn't look like it's slowing down or pulling up or anything. It looks like it's just going straight towards the ground.
So in case you're just joining me, an investigation is underway. Small plane crashed in the area of Northeast Philadelphia. It happened near Common Ave and Roosevelt Boulevard just after 6 p.m. Friday. A plane possibly hit several buildings and cars in the area. Multiple casualties have been reported. My friends in the Philly PD are telling me it's all hands on deck right now. Several homes are on fire. Several massive, massive emergency response in progress right now. That is going on in Philadelphia. Somebody just posted, and thank you to Linda Blaze on Twitter for sending me this, another video showing the plane crash in Northeast Philadelphia. It looks honestly like a scene. I'm not going to say that because I don't want to scare people, but it doesn't look like, I don't know, for a small plane to crash like that into that kind of a fireball is, oh my God. Prayers to everybody in the area, everybody involved. Thank God for our first responders, huh? Thank God for our first responders. My God, these people are amazing. Running right into the fire right now. Running right into this as everybody else is trying to run away. And they should run away. Please, if you're be safe, stay away, let the first responders do their job, please. But you know, you're reminded at moments like this, my God, right? Philadelphia cops, I've said this before, best city law enforcement department in America, bar none, by far. And the firefighters and the emergency response, EMS, everybody who's about to now go into this scene, who's already on scene, who's on their way to the scene, God bless, because this looks like it's going to be a very, very long night ahead of us. We don't have any idea of what this is. I'm being told that let's see here. There's so much information coming in. Some people are going to try to get over there and get some footage. Okay, but just please be careful. I can't tell you to do that. So if you are doing that, please be careful. Take every precaution and listen, please, to all the instructions that are given by law enforcement. You're saying two people were on board, according to CBS. It's unclear at the moment what caused the crash. It was attempting to land. Matthew J. Show, who's a listener of ours, said it was attempting to land. Explosion shook my windows. So this is the fact that this is happening right now after what just happened in D.C. is the reason right now why I'm very, very concerned here. Is it just a gigantic coincidence or is there more? I don't ever speculate on these things, but I mean, this does seem to be particularly coincidental, right? Can we pot up Fox 29 again, Justin?
He said he smelled jet fuel here. Steve, are you there?
I'm in the middle of the smoke now, Jason. I was trying to go back to get a closer look at the car parts, and the smoke is blowing along the ground, and I see a Philadelphia Gas Works truck just showed up because I'm told that a gas line is in danger. Sometimes meters that are on a house are connected to gas lines, and something might have hit that. But I'm walking through the Roosevelt Mall parking lot right now, and I'm going to walk over. And now as I realize my previous path, the parts I saw scattered in the parking lot are very, very far from where I videotaped a bunch of fires. And so Roosevelt Mall is pretty big, an outdoor strip mall, for those of you who don't know. It goes from Roosevelt Boulevard all the way down Cottman Avenue. And it was packed. And now I'm hearing saws, like Jaws of Life type saws right now, in front of the Dunkin' Donuts, which tells you rescues are going on. And that's fire department activity trying to cut through something on Cottman Avenue. Now, Jason, now the flames are on a house. That's what they're doing. A house is on fire. The corner house, I don't know what side street it is. It's right out the drive mall. There is flames shooting off the roof of a house. That was the side street. The corner house at Cottman on the side street right in front of the Roosevelt Mall is on fire now. And I'm looking at flames 10 feet high out of the roof. And now I see firefighter ladders, firefighters. That was what I was hearing because the smoke shifted, and now I can see. And so that's where more smoke's coming from. This was right where there was a bunch of cars on fire along Cotton. So a house is now on fire, and it's the top of the house. So if the flames started on the first floor from this plane crash, the flames have now gone up to at least two floors. I can't tell if that's a two- or three-floor house. But that is now the latest, and these flames are getting worse coming out of this house now, Jason. But there's the fire department is right on the scene. They were right there, and I did not see a house on fire initially. So there we go. It looks like the flames are down, or at least they're being blocked by smoke right now. But
Steve, we're watching. Let's look at some of your video that you took earlier. I'm having a hard time understanding what in the world happened, because you're describing a house on fire. I see a Dunkin' Donuts. I see cars on fire, a debris field that may be stretched several city blocks. And I'm trying to really understand what has happened here in Northeast Philadelphia with just chaos
just
happening in this parking
right now.
Lot. You've got the mall there, several fast food restaurants, a T-Mobile store, and a home.
All right.
How many fires are we talking about here?
So, Jason, now I'm looking directly across. There is a fire on Cottman Avenue on my side, which looks like an SUV or a truck, and it's all gone, but it's still on fire. So I don't know if that's fuel or whatever is burning. And then across Cottman Avenue, directly from where that vehicle is on fire, is where that house is on fire. And those flames are shooting out of a second or third story roof right now. So that's what's going on right there. And this is probably four blocks off of Cottman Avenue across the street. I'm looking at firefighters putting spotlights up there. The flames on the street level where that SUV or truck is on fire are a good 10 feet into the air as well. And the flames on the roof are a good 10 feet. And there's very thick smoke. The only positive news is that's white smoke now, no longer black smoke. And that smoke's now coming directly at me. There is a light rain blowing here, too, as well. So rain's falling, there's the wind, and chaos, as you put it, that's a perfect word for what's going on. Now it looks like firefighters are trying to douse that vehicle fire across the street as well. So, and these streets were blocked. When I was coming here, the police were trying to clear Roosevelt Boulevard. The fire vehicles were having trouble cutting through the rush hour traffic on the boulevard and getting to this scene. And so they kept the boulevard open as they were trying to clear all the traffic off of it. Here comes some more thick smoke. One year. I'm sorry about it. That's all right.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to go live past 7 tonight and keep on top of this. Best I can do is offer you the video streams, whatever's coming up, and, of course, a chance for you to call in. 855-839-1210. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.